"Get up, lazy bones," he said, "or there will be no breakfast left for you." Up jumped Bilbo. "Breakfast?" he cried. "Where's breakfast?"
"Mostly inside us," answered the other dwarves, who were moving around the hall. "But what is left is out on the veranda. We've been about looking for Bjorn ever since the sun got up. But there's no sign of him anywhere, though we found breakfast laid as soon as we went out."
"Where's Gandalf?"
asked Bilbo, moving off to find something to eat as quick as he could.
"Oh, out and about somewhere," they told him.
But he saw no sign of the wizard all that day until the evening. Just before sunset he walked into the hall, where the hobbit and the dwarves were having supper, waited on by Bjorn's wonderful animals, as they had been all day. Of Bjorn they had seen and heard nothing since the night before, and they were getting puzzled.
"Where's our host? And where have you been all day yourself?"
they all cried.
"One question at a time, and none till after supper. I haven't had a bite since breakfast."
At last Gandalf pushed away his plate and jug. He had eaten two whole loaves, with masses of butter and honey and clotted cream, and drunk at least a quart of mead, and he took out his pipe.
"I will answer the second question first," he said. "But, bless me, this is a splendid place for smoke rings."
Indeed, for a long time they could get nothing more out of him. He was so busy sending smoke rings, dodging round the pillars of the hall, changing them into all sorts of different shapes and colours, and setting them at last, chasing one another out of the hole in the roof. They must have looked very queer from outside, popping out into the air one after another, green, blue, red, silver, grey, yellow, white, big ones, little ones, little ones dodging through big ones and joining into figure eights, and going off like a flock of birds into the distance.
"I have been picking out bear tracks," he said at last. "There must have been a regular bears' meeting outside here last night. I soon saw that Bjorn could not have made them all. There were far too many of them, and they were of various sizes too. I should say there were little bears, large bears, ordinary bears, and gigantic big bears, all dancing outside from dark to nearly dawn. They came from almost every direction, except from the west over the river, from the mountains.